Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the 16th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 41. Over the course of the centuries, there have been many explanations offered for the story of the passion and death of Jesus Christ. Some have argued that the whole thing was staged by Jesus and the disciples to fool people. Others have argued that it is only a myth. Some say Jesus didn't actually die and was revived later away from the crowds. But the message of the gospel, as we pointed out in question and answer 40, depends upon the fact that Jesus did indeed die. For if he did not, then we have no hope. If he did not, then death has not been defeated, and we will die in our sins. But he did. Jesus died and was buried. Question 41. Why was he buried? Answer: to show thereby that he was really dead. Of the gospel writers, John gives us the best account of Jesus actually being dead. While the others speak of his giving up his spirit and breathing his last, John, in chapter 19, goes further and tells us that when the soldiers came to break the legs of those crucified, they found Jesus already dead. Just to make sure, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. Once it was determined he was truly dead, John 19, verses 40 through 42 tells us, they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So, because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Matthew records the same thing, bearing witness in Matthew 27, verses 57 through 60. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. This was the prophecy of Isaiah fulfilled. For in Isaiah 53:9, the prophet said, "They made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth." And, as the Apostle Paul tells the church in Corinth concerning the gospel message, in 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried." Not only does the burial of Jesus show that he truly died, but it also sets up the resurrection that would come a few days later. Without an actual death, there would be no actual resurrection. The idea of the resurrection and its effects, as we will see in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 45, are only true if death actually occurred. And, as one of the authors of the Heidelberg Catechism, Dr. Zacharias Ursinus, points out, Jesus being buried in a grave sanctified the grave in a sense, so that for those who believe, they are no longer graves to us, but chambers or resting places in which our bodies may repose until we are again raised unto life. For while this notion of a grave is often used to frighten children at Halloween, for the believer, the grave is not a frightening place. For our Savior went to the grave for the express purpose of rendering it useless, to show that it could not hold him, nor would it hold any of those who believe on his name. He went to the grave, he was buried, that he might ultimately triumph over death and the grave. For as Hosea prophesied in Hosea 13, verse 14, "I shall ransom them from the power of Sheol, I shall redeem them from death. O death, where are your plagues? O Sheol, where is your sting?" Where indeed? As 1 Corinthians 15:56 and 57 says, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.